Wanting a look at the foundation, he fought his way through the holly bushes that stood higher than he did, cursing as the prickly leaves scratched his arms. Low-tech alarm system at its finest. Crouching, he made his way along the base of the structure. About halfway across the east side of the house, he realized the roof didn't matter. A huge crack snaked up from the foundation, right where one of the gnarled roots disappeared beneath the house. Based on its location, it was likely running up into one of the overloaded closets, which explained why he hadn't spotted the problem inside. Shoving back out of the bushes, he rejoined Shelley and Simon out front.
No go. There are foundation problems. That big-ass oak is gonna have to go, and the house will need re-leveling.
Foundational issues were too costly and time-consuming to tackle for a flip with his small operation. Undeterred, Shelley insisted,
I'm sure the sellers will deduct that from the cost. They're eager to make a deal. I'm positive they'll negotiate.
I'm sure they are, but unless they want to just hand me the deed, the answer is no. We'll keep looking.
Thank God, Simon muttered.
Shelley's face fell. Wanting to throw her a bone, Wyatt offered a smile.
If you find any others that fit my parameters, let me know. I'm happy to look.
She just nodded, casting a frustrated, disgusted glance back at the house.
Thanks for your time.
They climbed into Wyatt's truck. As they waited for Shelley to lock the house, Wyatt wasn't about to leave her on her own in this neighborhood at this time of day, Simon stretched out his long legs.
So now what? You close on the current flip tomorrow, right? Yeah, first thing in the morning. I had hoped to move directly into the next project house, but I'll have guaranteed money in the bank. I can afford to take a bit more time to find the right next project.
The show needed something with wow factor, something that would get him noticed by the networks. The right house was out there somewhere. He knew it.
What's the word from the buyer about the potential connection at CMT for the show?
Kurt Welling was some kind of mid-level something or other at CMT. He and his wife had actually found the house through D.I. Wyatt and put in an offer before the property even went on the market. In the process, he'd mentioned that his boss was part of a team looking at producing some original content for the network in the home improvement arena. With luck, his enthusiasm for Wyatt's work would translate into a meeting with that team. Wyatt shrugged with more nonchalance than he felt.
No word yet. I'm hoping he'll have something to say tomorrow.
And if there was a part of him that was crossing his fingers and toes that he'd get the meeting and land a show, such that there was an actual production budget, well, he couldn't be blamed for hoping.
They'd be crazy not to talk to you.
If only his little brother were in charge of the decisions.
Here's hoping.
Since you're about to be flush and all, how about you buy a brother dinner? It's the least you can do to make up for subjecting me to that shit show.
Simon jerked a thumb toward the property they'd just walked through. Wyatt laughed and pulled away from the curb.
I expect I can make that happen.